we have a connection with Pennsylvania. Like, we've been fighting fracking in Ireland since 2011, and they've been fighting it since probably around 2005. So if they were the people that told us about the problems that they were having, and then we were successful here in banning fracking in Ireland, they looked to us for that victory, but now they see us under pressure again with frack gas imports coming into Ireland. So we're back. We always stayed in touch, and we know what happened to those communities. But now we're joining up again, and we're going to fight frack gas that's coming from Pennsylvania into Ireland. Well, frack gas is what's going to be running data centres in Ireland.
Right.
So, like, frack gas is like oil gas. But so America just started fracking in 2005 and became sort of energy independent. Then around 2015, they started selling their gas all around the world. So they're like, it's methane emissions now are responsible for the acceleration of climate change. Like, it's a huge issue for environment. Like, the people living in these communities are dealing with all sorts of very serious rare cancers and water contamination and radioactive issues. Like, this is the stuff that could have happened to us in Leitrim, but didn't. So we kind of have a duty to help the people that helped us.
And obviously, you mentioned going over to Pennsylvania earlier on. How big of a deal is that for you? How do you feel honoured to go over to Pennsylvania to speak on this?
Yeah, it's massive. Like, you know, like, there's a huge population in America, and they're asking people from Leitrim to come over and speak at a very big award ceremony. Like, it's an acknowledgement of what we've achieved here, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you feel a big responsibility yourself for speaking?
I do. Like, I have to speak. I'm going to be speaking for 15 or 20 minutes. I'm going to be talking about what's happening in Ireland. Like, we have conceded in Ireland in the last year to frack gas imports from America. That's very serious, going from, you know, a country that banned fracking. And there's a denial at the moment. But then the NGOs, like Friends of the Earth, supported a third source of gas for Ireland, knowing that it's frack gas. And that's just unacceptable. Like, we have to rebuild the campaign here. And that's why we're getting this support now, because we have to... It's going to be the people of Leitrim and the young activists that actually take this on, and we have to refight the battle again. And if we don't win, our future could be like the people in Pennsylvania.